Page 42.
Now, the glossary. First, allies. An ally to disabled people is someone or an organisation which recognises their role in disablism and wants to try to eradicate it from their behaviour and to join shoulder to shoulder with disabled people in a struggle for human rights. Appendix 7 is a long but useful analysis of what being an ally involves. Disablism is the discriminatory, oppressive or abusive behaviour arising from the belief that disabled people are inferior to others. Disaggregated means broken down into parts. In the case of disaggregated data, it's as required under the CRPD, it means that when data is given, for example on how many people in a given area are on a waiting list for housing, information on the people must be broken down or disaggregated into different groups, such as men and women, and must include disabled people. Integrity. The word means the state or quality of being entire or complete, wholeness, entireness, unbroken state, and also the steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. This means that the difference of disability is no excuse for violating someone. Ethical meanings of integrity used in medicine and law refer to the wholeness of the human body with respect for sacred qualities such as a sense of unity, consistency, purity, unspoilt and uncorrupted. Integrity is the underlying meaning behind the whole CRPD. However, it has its own article, Article 17. In relation to Article 17 of the CRPD, it says that a disabled person, quote, has a right to respect for his or her physical and mental integrity on an equal basis with others. What it's trying to do is to protect in cases when treatment has not been as severe as killing, torture, or cruel and inhuman or degrading treatment, but there is still interference with a disabled person's mind or body. Examples would be medical treatment without consent, or treatment that doesn't recognise that disabled people are as human as non-disabled people.
Page 43.
Judicial review. This is the procedure by which you can seek to challenge the decision, action or failure to act of a public body such as a government department or a local authority or other body exercising a public law function. If you're challenging the decision of a court, the jurisdiction of judicial review extends only to decisions of inferior courts. It does not extend to decisions of the High Court or Court of Appeal. For further information, go to www.hmcourts-service.gov.uk/cms/1220.htm#two. And member states. By member states, we mean any country which is a member of the United Nations. And just to complete, at the bottom of the page, there is a photograph of the UN United Nations Hall with delegates all looking towards the front. And there's a big projection screen over on the right-hand side of the speaker's podium. Of note in the picture is that several people in the foreground can be seen seated in wheelchairs rather than in the normal chairs in front of the rows of tables that are in the hall.